Good to be here tonight. Good to see you all out to come out to fellowship tonight and come and lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Certainly we're happy to have you with us to come out and fellowship and see this group come and render service unto us. And certainly we thank God for that this evening. At this time, I want to introduce to you the Reverend Rudnick. We want to let him come and present his service unto us. Let us give him a hand while he comes.
Thank you, Chaplain. And praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
That's good. We appreciate the Chaplain, Wilburn, and the opportunity of being here with you. And notice you evidently had a big supper tonight. You were a little late getting here, so everybody's happy. Well, I didn't get a laugh out of that. So anyway, we're here, aren't we? Let's sing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Everybody sing it together. Would you stand and let's sing it? Well, every one of you, all right? What? Let me say that we are not here to put on a program for see. We're not here really to entertain. We hope that you enjoy the singing. But really, this is church. And we're here to worship God. And I hope that when we leave here tonight, that every one of us have a little deeper walk with God than we did when we came into the building tonight. How many needs are there in your lives on this side? Can I see your hands? You have needs you would like for us to pray about in this center row? Do you have a need particularly? All right. You that know how to pray, will you join us in prayer as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we pray the blessings of God to move in this service tonight. Give us what you would have us to have. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of your goodness. We love you and we adore you and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, for all good things. And now, Lord, we pray that you will touch every heart, especially those who lifted a hand, that they have specific needs in their life. Move, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, the Psalms tells us to praise the Lord to the extent it says, let everything that hath breath praise you the Lord. Among other things, it told us to praise the Lord with a hand clap. And before you're seated, let's do that. Will you just praise the Lord? Bless you. You may be seated. We are glad for the group that came with us tonight. My daughter, Sister Castile, her husband pastors a church in DeWitt, and one of their members, Sister, she's been here before. Any of you know Desi? All right, Sister Desi, Kirk Fitzpatrick, what I usually call you, Kirk Patrick. All right. Brother Collins from our church in Pine Bluff. You would stand, Brother Collins. And Brother Mark Guide, he's been here before. Brother Jackson and Brother Gary Taylor, Sister Kathy Alverson, Brother Sam Alverson, and the pastor from Dumas of the United Pentecostal Church, Brother Adam Harrison. Amen. His name, all right. Would you believe he has a twin sister? His name's Adam. He has a twin sister. Guess what her name is?
Eve.
Right. Adam and Eve. All right. Before we begin the service, and I think I'll ask Brother Jackson to sing a song for us. We're getting started late, and we will get right on into the service and not kill too much time. But I know some of you expect me to tell you something a little humorous, because I have before. In fact, a couple of you already told me some nice little humorous things tonight that I've got to remember. But I was reading just today where there was three fellows, preachers they were. One of them was an Episcopalian. Any Episcopal people here, huh? And you just don't want to admit it, I know. All right. And one was a holiness like a Pentecostal. You got any Pentecostals here?
Amen.
I'm surprised that Pentecostals get in here. But anyway, that's what I am. You bear with me. And the other was a Baptist. Now we got some Baptists here? I'm going to tell you the truth. Johnson grass and red ants and Baptists about take this country. You know that? All right. They asked the Episcopal priest, if Jesus Christ came back, which church do you think he would attend? He said, Episcopalian, of course. And they said, why? And he said, well, because they have the succession of apostles. And then they said to the holiness, Pentecostal man, said, which church do you think Jesus Christ would attend if he was here? And he said, why, of course, he would go to the Pentecostal church, because they're lively, and they clap their hands, and they get with it. And they asked the Baptist, which church do you think that Jesus Christ would attend if he were here? And he said, Baptist, of course. Why would he change after all these years, said he. He thought he always was one. But I'm going to tell you the truth, folks, we need to be Christians.
Amen.
Baptist, Episcopal, Catholic, whatever is really beside the point. We need to be Christians. We need to know the Lord. Amen. Do you agree with me that we need to be Christians? If you're not a Christian, you can be. Brother Jackson, come and bless us with a good song, and everybody worship God tonight. Will you do that?
Amen.
Praise God.
When I think of where I came from, and how Jesus brought me out from a life of shame and sorrow, lost in sin without a doubt. With all my heart, I want to praise Him for the love He gave to me. Precious hand of Jesus reached way down and lifted me. From the depths of the pit, I tried so hard, but I couldn't touch Him. There in my despair, I cried so loud, yet it seemed He didn't hear me. Lost and undone, full of sin, and so corrupt. His hand reached farther down than I could reach up. Like a man locked up in prison, with no one to go my bail. Every time I tried for freedom, all endeavors only failed. There I was in sin's dark dungeon, wrapped in sin and misery, till the Lord it, unlock myself and set me free. From the depths of the pit, I tried so hard, but I couldn't touch you. There in my despair, I cried so loud, but yet it seemed he didn't hear me.
That was all right, was it? That's just all right. You know, my daughter Brenda Castile, when she was 7 years old, she had polio. Mm-hmm. Now, some of you may have heard me tell this on our radio program, Christ the Answer. And I told you that God healed her. And in her presence tonight, I'm telling you that He is still a healer and lifted her up after several days of being in isolation in the hospital, unable to speak or even raise a hand. And instantly, God raised her up.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
I mean, you got to bypass just about all denominations to get an experience like this. Just come into the presence of God where the healing waters flow. So we're not down here tonight to preach denomination to you, but we're preaching Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and alive from the dead. Brother, give your testimony and then sing for us tonight, okay?
I'm very happy to be here this evening. I've been looking forward to this since Dad told me he was coming. And I just gave my testimony last night in a service that I was being able to sing at. And I testified, I've sort of changed my testimony over the last couple of months. I used to say, God must have really had something special for me to do because He healed me of polio. And then I got to thinking about it. Really, all He expects out of anybody is He just wants us to serve Him. He just wants us to love Him. And He's no respecter person. What He did for me, He'll do for anybody else. Healing is available for anybody that will ask in His name. Salvation is available for anybody that will be willing to live for Him. And I'm so thankful that He gives me blessings every day. But I'm so also thankful that I've got a mind to serve Him. And I'm thankful to be here and hope that you enjoy the program that we have this evening. We come to worship the Lord with you tonight. Praise the Lord. There is a way when it seems you just can't make it. There is a way when it seems you just can't take it this very day. There's a way with the Lord. There's a way.
praise the Lord. You know, we were complimented recently in our church. We had a visitor, and I went down to shake hands with him, and I'm sorry I can't tell you his name right now. But he said, "Oh, I've been in your services before." And I said, "Where?" And he said, "Down at Cummins." And he's out now in the free world. And I thought it was really nice of him to remember us and visit us in the Apostolic Church in Pine Bluff. So just as soon as you can, we want you all to give us a visit too, okay? Amen. In the meantime, listen, live for God. That's what really counts. That's what really, really counts. Brother Collins, give a word of testimony or saying, whichever you'd like. Come up here if you will. And Brother Collins is from our church, and he's a minister, and we appreciate this man very much.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Aren't you glad that you accepted the invitation tonight to come to the Lord's banquet? Aren't you glad tonight that the table is spread and you can have whatsoever you desire? You know, I thought about as I was sitting over a while ago and I had this little cup in my hand and I thought about all the things that I'd like to eat from my Father's table. But I had this little cup in my hand and I went through the line and got my little drink and I went back and sat down but wasn't satisfied. I went back up there and got me another big drink and every time I'd go, the king would look at me and say, "You again." I said, "Yes, sir. I come to drink till I get drunk." Yes. Hallelujah. I want to drink till I can't drink no more, then I want to drink some more. And that's the way I love God tonight. I love Him with all my heart, and I know God's going to have a great time here tonight because I feel His presence, and I thank You for allowing me to come tonight.
There's a little course, I like to call it a Pentecostal course, that we used to sing years ago, and if you don't know it, I want you to join in anyhow. That's one thing about white folks and black folks. If they will, they can just sing anything we put out. Now, no kidding about the black folks. I've been in predominantly black churches and composed a song, and I wouldn't be three lines down until they'd be singing with me. I mean, they just build in singers, so we want you all to sing with us tonight, okay? How are you tonight? Amen. All right. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Have you ever heard that? You hadn't heard it? All right, I want you to learn it and sing it. Feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Now, I bragged on you. Now you know it, let's sing it, okay? We're feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Feeling so much better talking about the Lord. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Mark Guy, God bless him. Amen. We picked at him ever since he came the last time. He's the one that said the Lord has promised to set the captives free. You remember? Well, he did promise it. All right.
Well, I got another one. Paul said, "Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." Praise the Lord. I'm glad tonight for Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I'd like to say a word before we sing. How many in here tonight has a calendar? A calendar. Every time you wake up, you got a pen in your hand, you just check off that day. Or when you go to bed, you just check off that day. Oh, I've got so many more days before I leave this place. Oh, but you know, I believe it's time that we get right spiritually. And we get our spiritual calendar out. Because the Lord is soon to come. We know not the day nor the hour. But we need to be ready because we know not when He's going to come. Praise the Lord. I want to be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all know this song? Help me sing it on the chorus. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, my God.
raise it up a little.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Shall come with shout of affirmation and take me home. What joy shall fill my soul?
Hallelujah!
Then I shall bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God.
That'll make the hair stand up on the back of your head. I feel it all along down here.
Aren't you glad that you're able to feel God? Let me tell you something about feeling God. you don't feel God like this, you know, like I'm. You feel God with love and with praises and with worship. If you don't feel Him, if you just from the deep of your heart say, I love you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you, you begin to feel something in your life tonight. And I think in all the times I've been down here, in my presence, this is the first time you've had to bring out chairs. And I appreciate all you fellas.
Let's give them a hand. Sister Desi, come.
God bless you. I know you're waiting for this woman because she's going to bless. She's a jewel.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. That mic works right there. No, you're not loud enough.
They won't know that the devil right.
Can we have my voice? You want to hear blues? Sing something about Jesus. Don't let the devil ride. Oh, don't let the devil ride. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, I
wonders to perform. Well, he plant his foot red on the sea, and he rides on every storm. Well, he stick by me when the battle gets up. Oh, I got my Jesus, and that's enough. Oh, I got my Jesus, and that's enough. That's why. That is why. That is why.
That you learn what the name of God is? If you know what His salvation name is, tell me. That's good. God's salvation name for the church age. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all in the name. Hallelujah. You beat me again. I want to quote that. Whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all. See, it beats me every time. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus is God's salvation name. When I was just a little boy, I got acquainted with the name of Jesus in this way. My folks lived in Randolph County. Of course, I did too. I come home from school one day and they'd moved. But I had blood poisoning in my hand, just a little boy, about 7 years old. And there was some people that come to town in a brush arbor meeting. Any of you ever attend a brush arbor meeting?
Amen.
They called them hoe rollers. And the word got out that these folks claimed they could heal. That was not true. Nobody's got any sense claims that they can heal. I can't heal. And no other preacher or person in this world can heal or save as far as this matter is concerned. But only God can do these things. But anyway, they took me to that Brush Arbor meeting, and I was prayed for. And instantly, a soothing, warm presence of God, just a little boy, 7 years old, and I was healed. Never to forget that. Till this day, I can't forget the goodness of the Lord. It's still real. I didn't understand all that was going on that night. They anointed me with oil. I guess olive oil. I know one fellow that was called on to pray for a lady's husband, and he said, "Lady, do you have any olive oil that I can anoint him with?" And she said, "No, I don't." He said, "Well, do you have any sweet oil?" And she said, "I'm sorry, brother, we don't have any sweet oil either." He said, "Well, give me some coal oil." He's just a sinner anyhow. Well, they anointed me with olive oil, I'm sure, in accordance with James. And you see, if you know that.
5:16.
You got close. Is it 16?
All right.
14. All right. Any sick among you? Check me out. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. You going to check me out? Is there any sick among you?
Call for the elder of the church.
Call for the elder of the church. What's the verse?
14.
Say, I give up.
Oh, no.
Read it. Read it for us, brother. Read it for us.
Amen. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church.
Yes, sir.
Let them pray over them, over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise them up.
Mm-hmm.
And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Give thanks to the Lord for the word of God. Brother Garrett Taylor. Praise God. Praise God.
Glory to God. I'm nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof tonight.
Come on.
It's the first time I've been here. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, we're all God's children. We've only got one way to go. Praise God. Ain't God good? First thing is, every time I get down in the dumps now, I've been laid off for a couple of weeks and I ain't got a paycheck yet, so I'm waiting. Praise God. But I'm going to try this little song with you and see how you like it.
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Well, yes, he is.
All right, just go with me. If you know it, go with me, with me.
Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. We are to thank him. Love and praise him. It's a little more today. We'll have more tomorrow. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. For a long tomorrow, 40 years long, we've got people journeyed in the wilderness, searching for Canaan, that blessed promised land. They never went too hungry, nor they never got too thirsty. But the more that God kept blessing them, the more they would complain. They got good to give us so. That's what we are. We are to thank him. Love and praise him. A little more today. A whole lot more tomorrow. In the times that we live, so many are unthankful. Many more they fail to see that God has given all. Never having time for God, they're always busy working. The paper cars, new home TVs, and carpets wall to wall. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings undeserving? That's what we are. We have to thank him. Love and praise him. A little more today. A lot more tomorrow. Great.
I tell you, that brother Garrett Taylor, he's up in the world, isn't he?
Yeah.
You should have seen when I had the privilege of baptizing him a few years ago. Our baptistry is real shallow. And so I stood there beside him like this. And when I put him under, I had to run with him. But I got him under in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Sister Kathy says, you're not going to make me get up there, are you? You get up and give him a big smile. Okay? Brother Sal Malvis. You've heard him before.
Amen.
You know where he prayed through?
Amen.
In a sewer.
Glory to the pipe.
Sewer pipe. Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
An old story they told on a pastor years ago. They said they used to move a lot when they was a kid. But he was lucky. He found them every time they moved off. They move off and left him there with a chicken. Truly, I love the Lord tonight. I'm so thankful to be in another service amongst God's people. One of the greatest revivals ever was in the latter part, Acts chapter 2. Verse 41, it says 3,000 souls was added to the church. And then in verse 3, it says Peter and John, being about the ninth hour, it'll be 3 o'clock in the evening, they was going to the temple to pray. They must have been feeling good because they ran across a man that was begging for alms. Give me something. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. He got him by the head. He said immediately his ankle bones received strength. And it wasn't like a bunch of these healings today. He said, praise the Lord, I was healed. And he went back and sat down. He got up leaping and praising and worshiping God. He went into church and he had a prayer meeting with God. That's the way I am sometimes. They say, Brother Sammy, how come you're so excited? Friend, if you'd been with me in that survey pipe, you'd have the same thing I got down here. God's Spirit dwells in me. Romans 8:9 says, if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His. You're none of His. I appreciate the Lord tonight for giving me a born-again experience. For I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, and I love Him tonight with all my heart. And I appreciate another chance of being down here and telling the world that I love the Lord and He's done a great work in my life, and I'm looking forward to greater things in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Sal Malverson, I used to tell on him that there wasn't any sewer in that pipe. But after I think about it, he was in there. And he wasn't any good. Neither were you. None of us were. All there is about us that's good tonight is what he's made us. But because of him, we are what we are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Adam Harrison, I told you he's the minister of the United Pentecostal Church in Dumas, and I ask him to come along with us. I warned him to come and meet some mighty fine folks, and I mean that. I appreciate so much that you're serving God, you that are and you that are not. We hope that this service will help inspire you till you will want to serve the Lord. Brother Harrison, come and greet the folks in the name of the Lord. Now sing two or three songs if you want to.
I better not. Amen. I'd like to say, since it's good to be here in this service, I really feel a good spirit here. It's great to be in the house of God to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Brother Rutledge was talking about moving. Joe Jr. Bratton said he moved so much. Every time he come home, the dog go get the chain, old rooster cross his legs. He know they fixing to move. Amen. Amen. And I'm glad one day that I did move out of sin, friend. Amen. That's the greatest, thing that a man ever done. He can realize he's a sinner. You got to realize that before God can ever do anything with you tonight. Man got to realize he's a sinner. He need God. And it's great to be here tonight. I would like to read one verse of scripture found in Isaiah, the 55th chapter and the 6th verse. And this verse of scripture said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Don't he say it? Amen. While he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Because God will always deal with your heart. If you don't accept that call, God might remove from you and never pass your way again. And you better let God, amen, come into your life. Amen. The Bible, and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Get baptized in Jesus' name. Like the Bible said. Amen. You got to go the Bible route. Amen. We living in a day where everybody wants to go to heaven, but they don't want to go the Bible route. Brother, if you ever get into the kingdom of God, you're going through the Word of God. Repent. Repentance is dying out to sin, being baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of those sins, and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the message. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate you tonight. It's really good to be here. May God bless you.
I told him a while ago, I said, give these folks your address and let them know you're available. And be over here. You'd enjoy hearing this man just preach. He's all right. Yeah. Now, you ready for the word? Glory. All right. Now, in connection with what I'm going to say tonight, before I read my scripture, I want to tell you something that happened in the community where I grew up. My dad said that a man and woman, man and his wife, were having a little trouble. Of course, most of us don't know what trouble like that is, of course. Someone said that he and his wife never argued, but they did talk loud to one another sometimes, just so they could understand. But this woman said to her husband, "I want you to go to the store and get me a loaf of bread." So he went. 5 years later, he came walking in, threw the loaf of bread on the table and said, "Here's your bread." Now, I'm glad to tell you that our God's promises are absolute and true, and what he said he will do, he will do. It all depends upon our believing. Believing enough to do something about it. Faith with what? That's right. Now, some folks say only believe. But I say believe enough to put it into action. Hallelujah. Faith enough to turn from sin. Faith enough to be buried with him in water baptism. Faith enough to receive him in your life, because God knows we need him. Every one of us do. Will you stand for the reading of the word tonight? From the 23rd chapter of Matthew. And I'll begin reading verse 34. Maybe 33 first. "You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell?" This is the words of the Lord to a group of people in that day. "Wherefore, behold, I send unto you the prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them you shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall you scourge in your synagogue and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias the son of Barachias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." And then the words that you hear so many times, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her children, her chickens, under her wings, and you would not." And you would not. It seems that God wanted to, but they wouldn't let him. "I would have gathered you together as a hen doth gather her chickens." You may be seated in Jesus' name. As a young man coming home from town one day, we'd gone to town to do some shopping. My dad was driving a pickup truck. My mother and I were in the cab with him. And a storm cloud came up. And the sand began to blow. I told you I lived in Randolph County, very sandy country, delta land. And it began to hail, the lightning began to flash, the rain was coming down terrifically. And my mother said, "Hurry, Daddy, hurry." And he said, "Oh, I'm driving as fast as I can," and so forth. But she said, "I left my little hen, my little red hen, tied out." You understand what I mean, tied out with some little bitties. "I tied out in the yard, and I'm afraid that this hail and windstorm is going to kill my little hen and her little bitties." So my dad hurriedly drove to the house, and when we got out of the truck, the little hen was there in the yard where she'd left her. It's tied to a stake. And she said, "Oh, my little bitties." And she ran, and that little red hen had been beaten to death with the hail
and the windstorm. But when she picked her up, there was about 15 little bitties chirping, all healthy. They were under the wings of that little hen. Now, Jesus told us a story just about like this. He said, I would have taken care of you, Jerusalem, as a hen doth take care of her chickens. The only reason I didn't is because you wouldn't let me. Let me ask you, well, I wonder what God would do for us if we'd let Him. We throw up a barricade. We throw up a dam. We stop God from doing things that He would do. But God will bless us if we will let Him. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, when Jesus said this to Jerusalem, this was the closing time of His life. He was just about to leave Jerusalem for the last time, never again to set His feet in that temple. I mean, it's goodbye, Jerusalem. You're talking about the prodigal son. I heard someone preaching on that one time. When he left the pig pen, he gave the pigs a permanent wave. Goodbye, pigs, I'm going home. Now, when Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have done for you, but you would not. He turns and leaves. Of course, he goes by Calvary, and you know very well what happened. He was crucified, not for himself, but for us. He died for our sins. He was not a sinner. He was the Lamb of God. Someone said, even He, Jesus, was a sinner. Not so. He was the Lamb of God. In His veins was pure blood. He knew no sin. He died without what? And neither was. When I was a young preacher about 40 years ago, I used to preach that tobacco. Found out it was deceit. Deceit is worse than tobacco. Some of you may chew tobacco. I'm going to tell you something worse than chewing tobacco. You don't know? What do you think I'm going to say? Chewing the rag. Chewing the rag. You don't understand that? That's grumbling and mumbling and complaining about everything. We got a lot of folks that are never, 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 never satisfied. They're not satisfied with the church. They're not satisfied with their neighbors. They're not satisfied with their wife. They're not satisfied with their husband. They're not satisfied with God. But all the time, God says, I'll be your God. You know, there's a saying, and you've all heard this, I'm sure. That's the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, that's the last straw. That's just all the old camel could carry, you know. You just put so much on him, and the final straw. But I preach victory in Jesus. And I'd like to turn it around tonight, and I'd say, let's let the camel eat that straw. Instead of the back being broken, let's have victory, because victory is available. I'd like to tell you some things that happened to a man that you know in the Scripture. A man by the name of Joseph. I mean, he was despised when he was just a young boy. His brothers were jealous of him because he was godly. Someone said because he was a sissy. Not so. God hates sissies if He hates anything. Amen. He was hated because he loved God and because of His goodness. I'll not make a long story out of it, but you know what happened to him. His brothers conspired together and threw him in a pit. Now, that would be a sad predicament, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
To have your own brethren turn you down, despise you, hate you, throw you in a pit. And some of them intended for him to die in that pit. But finally, they pulled him out of the pit and sold him to some strangers that came by.
Yes, sir.
But that was just the beginning of his trouble. He landed in another man's home by the name of Potiphar, and his wife accused him of trying to attack and molest her. And I want you to know he was innocent. He was not guilty. But he suffered like a guilty man. And he went to prison. But
During all this time, God was with him.
Yes,
I only mention this story to tell you, regardless of where you are,
yes, sir,
or whoever you may be, or wherever you may have been,
yes,
God is still God of love and concern. Yes. It goes on until he was brought out of prison,
yes,
to the very throne of Egypt.
Yes.
And he sustained his brethren at that time because of his walk with God. No telling who you're going to bless because of your walk with God. You may feel like you're pressed down. How do you think Joseph felt? You may feel abused. How do you think he felt? You may feel that you've been lied upon. How do you feel that Joseph felt? He had been lied upon. Bless God. But when his brethren finally came to him, they had to come in order to receive food, starving to death. And when they came to him and Joseph recognized them immediately, they did not recognize him because they thought that he was long time dead. They had no way of knowing that God was with him in the prison. God was with him in the dungeon. God was with him bringing him right up to the throne of Egypt. And Joseph would talk to his brethren, and then he would go in private chambers and weep and cry. A beautiful story. And he would come back and he said, "How's your father?" It was his father also. I can see him turn around and go into cold chambers and wipe his eyes because of the sadness and the gladness. You know, when you really get happy is when you get sadness and gladness all mixed up together. Hallelujah. But you see, this is the beginning of the people that I'm reading to you about tonight. The people who were to center around Jerusalem, commonly we say Jews, no reflection, Israelites, these were God's people of the Old Testament period. From Jacob on, it was his name that was changed to Israel. And it was Jacob's sons and their sons and their sons that were called the children of Israel. And, of course, Judah, who became a great part of Israel, was these people, and in general, all Israelis began to be called Jews, and most of us refer to any Israeli as a Jew. And it all centered around Jerusalem, God's place of the Old Testament. And God dwelt in that city where the temple was. His name was there. Solomon had built that temple that people could look toward that temple and have their prayers answered. Now that's not the plan today, but the name is still the plan. But they could just face Jerusalem and pray and God would answer their prayer. Hallelujah. But God fought battles for these people. God healed their land. He stopped the violence of fire and lions. He was a great and devour. That's why he was a great God to Israel. All right. He's still a great God, isn't he? God has not forgotten his promises. He has not forgotten his promises. He'll do what he said he would do. But on this occasion, he came to a nation that for at least 400 years had forgotten him.
Amen.
I mean, from Malachi to Matthew is about 400 years. They had forgotten him. They had forsaken the house of the Lord. They had refused to give of their tithe and their offerings. And they had rebelled against God. Can you imagine 400 years for a people that were the people of God failing to walk with God? Almost twice as long as our nation right here. 400 years without a prophet. 400 years without a word of the Lord. Cherish every time you hear the word of the Lord.
Amen.
But at any rate, as Jesus came and lived 33 and a half years among them, he came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, unto them gave him power to become the sons of God. There's another line I want to read. Stand up. Stand up. Turn around. I want my wife to meet you. Even them what?
Even them that believe on his name.
Praise God. Now, the Word of God tells us if there's any condemnation, it's upon those who believe not in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You talk about who's condemned. It's not necessarily the notorious one. It's failing to believe that which is provided. Let me tell you something. God only put up with so much of that rebellious people. And when the straw would have broken the camel's back, then he ate the straw. And I want to tell you, he purchased with his own blood a church, a New Testament church. We are born into this church. By spiritual birth, we become the seeds of Abraham. And on the inside, we are Jews, according to Romans. Not on the outside, of course, most of us are not. At least some of you fellows don't look like Jews. Amen. But on the inside, there's been a change. There's been something different. Now, in the book of Romans, it tells us that if God cut off the natural branches because of unbelief, God don't hate people. He hates sin and unbelief. He cut off the natural branches. It says it. Because of unbelief. But he didn't just leave the whole world in sin. He counted all under sin. Jew and Gentile, bond and free, men and women, rich folks and poor folks, black folks and white folks, yellow folks and red folks, or whatever. He counted everybody under sin, didn't he not? But he didn't just leave us there. He made it possible that we can become the sons of God. Grafted in. Being a wild olive branch. Undeserving, as Brother Taylor sang. Being a wild olive branch without hope in this world. Aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Didn't know how to pray. Didn't know how to sing. Didn't know how to worship. And then God's love came rolling in our way and flowing our way. And took a people that were not a people. A people that knew not God. And picked us up out of the miry clay. And put our feet on a solid rock. So tonight, it's not what you were, because we were lost. We were sinners. We were ungodly. We were unrighteous. We were unholy. But he picked us up on that. And he made us what we are. And we're going to reign with him like kings and priests unto hell.
Now, the God that spoke to Jerusalem of old in the form of the man Christ Jesus and said, "Oh, Jerusalem." I wish I could say it like he did, but I'll never be able to do it.
Oh, Jerusalem! Oh, Jerusalem! You hear his heart cry out to you.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just talking about 33 years.
That's right.
He's talking about when they were killing the prophets and when they were turning down everybody he'd ever sent. You see, he was not just the Son of God. He was that. But he also was the great Jehovah God of the Old Testament, made flesh and dwelling among them. He was the great I Am walking in their midst. He said, "I would have taken care, I'd have been so good to you, I would have called you to me like a hen does cluck after her little brood and get the chickens under her wings and protect them from the storm. I would have been your God, but you would not let me."
Now, if he said that to them 2,000 years ago, what's he saying to us tonight?
If you would, I would gather you unto me. I'd be your God. I'll be your healer. I'll be your deliverer. I'll be your helper.
Stand and let's sing, "Oh, How I Love Jesus. Because He First Loved Me." Will you sing it?
Oh.
that beautiful hymn. Hallelujah. Any of you men here tonight, and you have not claimed Him as your own Savior, you can be born again tonight. I'd like for you to make your way standing down in the front here, if you would, if you'd like to give your heart to God tonight. Remember, God wants you to be one of His own. That's fine, young man, that's fine. Stand right there. Kneel if you feel like it. That's all right. Anyone else coming? Anyone else? Keep singing it while we wait on just a few more to come and give your heart to God. We'll come. We'll come right now. Anybody feel like surrendering your life to the Lord? Some of you would like to speak. We'll use all these men as counselors. I don't have time to talk to each one of you, of course, but if you'd like to speak to either one of our workers here tonight, make your way up around the front before you have to leave, and we are glad to be with you. Chaplain here? Where are you, Chaplain? All right, did you want to say something else, Chaplain? All right, Chaplain Wilmer. God bless you.
Wait a minute before you dismiss. Wait a minute. Don't go out yet. We want to certainly want to appreciate them for coming tonight and sharing with us. Certainly God has been working miracles in our lives. And certainly we thank God for Reverend Rutledge coming tonight. Amen. Let us bow our heads for the benediction. Eternal God, our Father, as we come to the close of this service, we ask indeed to go with us as we prepare to leave. Guide us and direct us and watch over us in our everyday lives. Heavenly Father, strengthen us and give us a mind to keep on serving Thee. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May you dismiss. God bless you.